Case number 12,874, Sea Air Village seeks variances from the separation distance requirements for proposed structures, sections 115-25 and 115-172 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the southeast side of Sea Air Avenue, Lot B21, within the Sea Air Village Manufactured Home Park. 911 address is 19803 Sea Air Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district's AR1. Tax parcel is District 334, Map 13, Parcel 310.00, Unit Number 3117. Specifically, the applicant is seeking, bear with me, there's about 14 of these. Yes.
It would be helpful if we, because I think for my purposes, I want to make sure we're capturing everything. Might it be helpful to pull up the map, the survey, and then we can kind of go
around
by the counterclockwise, wherever you're listed. That might be helpful to make sure we capture everything.
Sounds good.
We might want to do that with the other ones we have tonight.
Yeah, I'll wait for her. She's doing it now. The first one is a 0.8-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between proposed HVAC and deck on lot B23. A 0.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between proposed manufactured home and manufactured home on lot B19. 4.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and manufactured home on lot B19. 3.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed landing and manufactured home on lot B19, 8.1-foot variance from the 20-foot separation between proposed landing and HVAC on lot B19, a 3.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation between proposed manufactured home and the HVAC on lot B19, a 0.6-foot and 0.9-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and manufactured home on lot B19, 9.3-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and the manufactured home on lot B19. A 10.1-foot variance from the 10-foot separation requirement between the proposed shed and the shed on lot C20. A 10.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the shed on lot C20. A 4....
Can I yeah. back it up here?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to make sure. Is it a... Number nine, I guess you're going on.
Yeah.
A 10.1-foot variance from the 10-foot separation from the sheds?
Yes. Did I say 20?
Well, I'm looking at, it says 10.1, and it would seem to me it would probably be 0.1. Because it looks like it's 9.9 feet between the sheds.
Typo.
Am I right there? Yeah. Okay.
That's
it. I know the notes I got are a little...
0.1 variance from the 10-foot separation requirement from proposed shed and shed on lot C20. So then would that be a 2.2-foot, or is it still 10.2? For the next one, proposed manufactured home and shed, 10.2-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the manufactured home and shed on lot C20. 2.2 foot variance from the 20-foot separation.
Go to the right a little bit. She's looking at the one from the proposed shed on B21 to D.
We're talking about C20.
Yeah. She's moved to the right. She's on the one that's marked 18.8 feet.
I think it's definitely 2.2. It's just the number 10
yeah,
is here twice for me.
The arrow is 17.8. That's the one going to, I guess, as well. We're not on the rear one yet.
Sorry.
Okay, so you're right at 2.2.
2.2.
Okay.
And the next one is a 4.4-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the shed on lot C22, a 3.5-foot variance from the 20-foot separation requirement between the proposed manufactured home and the shed on lot C22, and that is all that is being requested. We received 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 13 mail returns.
Mouthful. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Amy Bennett, 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
You may present your case.
She did all the heavy lifting for me. Thank you for that. You saved me a lot of mouthful. Just here tonight to request a variance for this property. The manufactured home that was on that is a quite aged home, failing many issues with it. The homeowner actually surrendered the unit to us. We've since demolished it. We are looking to replace it with a comparative unit. In regards to the requirements that the board asks for, and to the uniqueness of the property, the property is uniquely narrow, which is creating a challenge placing the manufactured home and maintaining separation distance between the homes. This lot was laid out with others in the communities in the 1950s and 60s prior to the current county requirements for separation distances. The lot sizes are small in comparison with the size of the manufactured home, and we've selected a floor plan that is consistent with other neighboring homes in the community, but weren't able to place it with the build out around the lot. In regards to cannot otherwise be developed, due to the uniqueness of the property, we can't develop it in strict conformity with the zoning code. We propose to place a normal width size manufactured home that is consistent with other homes in the community and a standard size shed that is also consistent with other new homes. But we're unable to do so without violating the separation distance requirements. The variances are necessary in order to enable reasonable use of the property, and without the said variance, the property cannot be developed. These special circumstances are not created by the applicant. As I mentioned, the home on site was failing and needs to be replaced. The narrowness of the property is preventing that. The practical difficulty is created by the unique conditions of the property and the development of the adjacent lots. And as you can see, like as you look at the neighboring lots, there's quite a bit of structures to compete with. This new home will not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. It actually will add to conformity and will not be detrimental to the public welfare of the community. It'll substantially add value and improve the characteristics of the community and neighborhood. And as you had mentioned, nobody had called in to oppose. We hope that would be a welcome development for the community. Lastly, that this is the minimum variance is required. I do have one item to add at the front of the home. We've been able to line up a potential buyer for this that's able to accept the pass-through charge of adding a porch to the unit. If we add a porch to the unit, we're able to put the front door on the front of the home as opposed to on the side of the home. And that alleviates the second set of staircases that's forward on the property. So that one variance can be eliminated by doing that. It's not something that we can do with every home because it's a substantial cost and we have to find a buyer that can take that cost in. But in this case, we're confident that we found somebody that'll go through with that. So we can alleviate at least one for you guys. The existing home that was there previously was a 1976, and it couldn't be rehabilitated. So this is the minimum variance that we would need to place a new lot on our new home on the lot. So.
Questions?
So you say you've got somebody who's going to add a porch to the front.
The manufacturer will actually ship it with a porch. It'll be prefabricated onto the unit.
Okay. Does that 66 feet long, does that include that porch?
No, the porch is 6 feet from there. So the total length of the unit will be 72, but that's with hitch on. The hitch takes 4 feet back. So it'll be 68 on site.
Okay. And then that set of steps near Sierra Avenue is the one you'll no longer need?
Correct. Because we'll be able to place them on the front of the unit.
The steps will be on the front. Okay. Is that part of the reason why the dwelling is pushed as far back away from Sierra Avenue as you could put it?
We push them back to the 5 foot offset because it's conformity within the community. That's what we're doing with all of the homes. In this case, even if we pushed it or brought it forward the 6 feet, we still wouldn't have all of the relief that we would need. We'd still need it somewhere.
Still need variances from that shed on 22.
Right. And we would, in that case, truncate the parking and, alter the effectiveness of the property, so.
What I see that shed on lot 22, what are those funky little bump outs on that?
probably like Rubbermaid storage closets or.
Gotcha. I'm like, what in the world is that?
They're like, you put them up and they just grow.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Short?
I think our records are that the houses on the, and the structures on the properties, which the variances are needed from, have been there for quite a long time. Is that correct?
So B23 has demolished their home and they're placing a new one in. So when we set that new one, we set it more forward on the lot to allow more room. We just fell short on the air conditioner, that peripheral item. But yes, the remaining homes are older.
Okay, so lot 19, I think we're showing, it's been there since the 60s, is that?
I would imagine so.
Lot 20 is the, C20 is the same? It looks to me like the shed on C20 and the HVAC from lot 19 even encroach over the property lines.
Yep.
Is that your understanding?
Yep, that's correct.
And the variance that you don't need, Mr. Worf, I think asked you this, I want to make sure I got it right. It'd be the landing closest to sea air would be the one that you don't need the
That's
variance
correct.
For? Okay. All right. I should make sure we got that right. Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation for this
does.
One?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is there anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? I think we have one. No, I'm just kidding.
She better not.
Anything else from the board? At this time, we'll close the public hearing for case 12874 for Sierra Village and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12874 for Sierra Village. I believe they have met all the criteria required to grant a variance. I believe the property has unique physical conditions due to the narrowness of the lot. I don't believe this will alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I do believe this represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
And I too. So a vote of 5-0, your case is approved.
Thank you.